The staff and volunteers at CGSF wish you the best for the new year.
If you want to explore unique perspectives that are rarely expressed in mainstream media, you are listening to the right channel. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC.
Radio Rewind. Now we wait it. Radio Rewind. Now we wait it. Radio Rewind. Radio Rewind. The following content has previously aired on CJSF. But don't worry, we'll be back next week with fresh content. CJSF 90.1 FM. Diverse. Independent. Yours.
You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM and CJSF.ca because you are better than most people. Thank you.
Welcome to week 601 of the Rockin' Blues Show. I'm your host, Brent Morrison, coming at you all the way from Vancouver, Canada, on the unceded Coast Salish territory. I'll be here for the next 2 hours playing the best in rock and blues music from across Canada and around the world. Tons of stuff to get to this week. I'm going to jump right in with Christone Kingfish Ingram. From his soon-to-be-released Live in London, recorded in June, this is 662.
a ghost train bound to lose everyone. And you appreciate now what I'm saying. Don't ride on the ghost train. I knew a little girl, she was so broken inside. She had so many dreams, she locked up deep inside. She worked so hard that her fingers made me get to play. She used to ride. On a ghost train, bound to lose everyone. Can you appreciate now what I'm saying? Get on the ghost train.
Closing out our opening set of live rock and blues music from her new release, Back to the Spirit of 66. Recorded in Belgium, we had Canada's Leila Zoe with Ghost Train. And I got this week's rock and blues show started off with Chris Stone, Kingfish Ingram, and 662 from his soon-to-be-released Live in London. This is the Rock and Blues Show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison. Starting off this set, one of Canada's favorite adopted sons, the late great Mel Brown, would have turned 84 today. He was born October 7th, 1939 in Jackson, Mississippi. Mel began playing guitar at 14, learning the songs of Tommy Johnson, B.B. King, and T-Bone Walker, and by 15 he was backing Sonny Boy Williamson too. In 1967, he released his solo debut, the instrumental jazz-laden Chicken Fat, and continued to play for a who's who of the blues world, including T-Bone Walker, B.B. King, John Lee Hooker, Snooky Pryor, and Buddy Guy. Brown also toured and recorded with Bobby Bland and became a member of Albert Collins' Icebreakers in 1986. In 1990, after an earlier tour there, Mel Brown made his home in Kitchener, Ontario, and formed his own band, the Home Wreckers. Mel Brown was nominated for 2 Blues Music Awards, winning once, was nominated for 2 Junos, and was nominated for 22 Maple Blues Awards, winning the 2003 Blues with a Feeling Lifetime Achievement Award. From their 2000 Juno and Blues Music Award nominated collaboration Double Shot, this is Snooky Pryor and Mel Brown featuring Mel on lead vocals and guitar with Ease My Mind.
Thank you. closer.
CJSF 90.1 FM SFU Burnaby. Closing out that set from his forthcoming release, The Blues Man Rides Again, we had England's Mick Clark with Preaching to the Choir. And I got that set started off with Snooky Pryor and Mel Brown and Ease My Mind from their 2000 collaboration, Double Shot. This is the Rockin' Blues Show, and I'm your host, Brent Morrison. Starting off this set, one of the great modern blues guitarists, LA's Josh Smith, turned 44. He was born Saturday, October 7th, 1979 in Middleton, Connecticut. Raised just outside Fort Lauderdale, Josh began playing guitar at 3, taking his first lessons at 6, and by 12 was playing in local clubs. Influenced by artists such as Muddy Waters, B.B. King, Albert King, and T-Bone Walker, Josh was soon sitting in with the likes of Tinsley Ellis, Kenny Neal, Mac Guitar Murphy, and Johnny Copeland. At 14, he released his first album, Born Under a Blue Sign, and at 15, followed up with Woodsheddin'. Since then, he's released 9 more albums, toured internationally, and played with the likes of Joe Bonamassa, Kirk Fletcher, Eric Gales, Derek Trucks, and Supersonic Blues Machine, and produced albums by Seth Rosenblum, Arthur Menendez, and Joanne Shaw Taylor, to name just a few. From 2018's Burn to Grow, this is Birthday Boy Josh Smith with the closing title track. True.